as we desire to know more of God. The year is just a month to go. I just pray that whatever we have desired from the beginning of the year, it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Pastor Hodges on Friday to put on love. I'm adding to it. For any promise God has given to each and everyone from the beginning of the year, it takes praise to see the realization of it. Mm-hmm. Praise is necessary for the fulfillment of any promise that we have been holding to. So please, let us put on the garment of praise. Garment of praise, as we'll adorn love. It takes praise. No matter what it is, don't let us look at it, oh, I'm washing my net. Oh, let me look forward to 2024. No. 2 months, too much. We still have enough time this year for God to fulfill any promise that has been made to anyone. Let us just put on the garment of praise. This morning, we want to dwell on knowing God. Like Sinaj said, the more I know you, the more I want to know you. Daniel 11:32 will be our anchor. Daniel 11:32 said, those who do wickedly against the covenant, it shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The people who know their God. He said, those who know their God. There are two things here. If he said, those who know, so some people don't know. And we have to be careful that he said, those who know their God. It's not those who know about God. Not those who know or those who have heard about God. So those who know their God. So the title of today's message is The Value of Knowing God. The Value of Knowing God. In this scripture, see there are two rewards there. He said, once you know your God, those who know their God, because it's different from those who know God. All of us, many of us know God. But we need to graduate to the point of a personal knowledge of God. Those who know their God, we are guaranteed two things there. He said, we will be strong. We will be strong. And we will carry out great exploits. Just by the reason of us knowing our God. Knowing God for yourself. Not the God somebody else talked about. Not the God you have heard. A professor does not necessarily know God. But this point, we need to know God for ourselves. Those who know their God. So this morning, he said, knowing God, what does be strong? You shall be strong. That means you will be strong in your finance. You'll be strong in your health. You'll be strong in your academics. That is the value of knowing God. That means what overwhelms others will not overwhelm you. Amen. That is being strong. Once you are strong, what outwits others will not outwit, because you know what? You know your God. And once we say know God begins with knowing his word. It's still back to his word. The word of God can be seen like a tray. You know, it's like a tray. When you go to a restaurant, the mechanism for bringing the food to you is the tray. So that's the way the word of God has many things on it. The waiter will come with a tray. You will pick what you want. But the word of God brings everything to us. On that tray, that is the word of God. All that we need that pertains to life and godliness is on it. So it takes knowledge for us to know that this thing that is being brought to me, I have it. So one of the reward, the key reward we are saying there is we'll be strong. Then we will do what? Great exploits. Exploits means extraordinary acts or achievements in our academics, in our business, in anything we do, it's great exploits. It is a valuable thing. Because here we are saying those who know their God is all about relationship with God. Because a lot of us think, oh, it is what we do that gains it. No, it is not about our doing. It is about our relationship. It is that relationship that brings other things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added. That means that relationship is key. We need to be, because that relationship, it's what brings it. Those who know their God, those who study the word. Because the Bible makes us understand, it said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was it in. There is nothing made that was made without it. So that word equates knowing God. Because it's so vital that we know God. Because all things that we will need stems from that relationship. Our wisdom, our health, our success is from that relationship with God. There is no exploits without knowledge. Because he said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they will do great exploits. Because that's why knowing God is so important. That the Bible advises us that the pride of any believer, in Jeremiah 9, it states is there that as a believer, this is what you should boast about. In Jeremiah 9, 23, verse 24, he said, thus says the Lord, let not wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. So what should he glory in? Verse 24 says, but let him who glories, glory in this, that what? He understands and knows me. That is what he said, that should be our pride. Not that I know this person at the top, I'm connected with this person, I am rich. He said, this is our pride, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. Exercising loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the heart. For in this I delight. In this I delight. Our boast should be about the amount of God we know. Mm-hmm. Not our wisdom, not our might, not our riches. Oh, I have 10 cars. But he said, our glory should be knowing God. Understanding God, having what we call experiential knowledge of God. Experiential knowledge of God. That means you know whatever situation we are facing. Oh, my Redeemer lives. We should be convinced that God that has delivered me in the past from that situation is still there. It's still there. That should be the pride of us as believers. Knowing God is a priceless thing, but that is what everything said. Those who know their God, they shall be strong. That strong, that connotes many things, and they will do great exploits. Great exploits. So, if we look at let's begin to explore the importance of knowing God. The importance of knowing God. Number one importance, he said, knowing God is what? Eternal life. Because the Bible says that God sent his only child to this world. He gave us his child that another translation says everlasting life. But strictly speaking, eternal life and everlasting life, they are not all the same. Because eternal life means the life of Christ. The way Christ lives, that is eternal life. Everlasting life, that means there is no end. That means what our goal, they said, because John 17:3 said, this is the most important thing to us as a believer. Because that is what Christ was sent for, to give us that life. So eternal life, John 17:3 explains this to us. In the NLT, that this is the way to have eternal life. How do you have eternal life? To know him. That is the important. That means if we want to know him, to know Christ, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to the earth. So what we are saying, that the importance of knowing God is, that is what we call eternal life. Eternal life. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on what? Eternal life. Because that is the most important thing to us. And when we say eternal life, we are saying, oh, what is this eternal life? What is this eternal life? Eternal life is all about just know God. Just know God. That is the so-called eternal life. And Minister Taiwo referred to it earlier on as well. Eternal life. Jude 1:20. Eternal life. So we need to know God. The importance of knowing God, we are saying that is eternal life. That is the so-called Zoe life. That is a life that is devoid of sickness, devoid of failure, devoid of setbacks. Eternal life. That is the life we should all endeavor to live. Amen. Amen. Also, when we know God, because like we started, we said Apostle Paul was so desirous that I may know him. I may know him. Then the second thing about the importance of knowing God is, we said knowledge of God is the multiplier of our grace. That is what multiplies. This is our year of great grace. That grace will not go from one level to another if we don't know God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, that is what is advising us there, that we are saying, oh, you say our year of great grace. For that grace to grow from one level to the other, we have to know God. He said, may God give you more and more grace and peace. How will God give us more and more grace and peace? He said, as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus, our Lord. That is what increases our grace. So we said that the importance is, this is the multiplier of our grace. Knowing God. Knowing God. Knowing God. So that is the importance of knowing God, is it is the multiplier of our. So every morning we should start, we should know him more. Because that is what increases this grace. Otherwise, the grace of God will just not, it will just be stagnant in our life. That will not be our portion. Amen. So the other thing we say that importance of knowing God is, because we said we laid the foundation that those who know their God, they shall be strong, great exploits. So knowledge of God, he said, that is what enables us to do great exploits. And if we don't, if we don't do great exploits, we shall be exploited. What exploited means, we'll just be cheated out of what belongs to us. We will just be defeated. We will just be robbed. That means if we are not doing great exploits, then you are being exploited. That will not be our portion. Amen. So to do, because look, that's why in Galatians 4, Paul painted a picture there that this is somebody that, they said, think of it this way. If a father dies and leave an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better than slaves until they grow up. Until what? They grow up through though they actually hone everything their father had. That growing up, how do we grow up? Knowledge. Knowledge is our growth. I think that should be the name. So knowledge is, our growth in the kingdom is about knowledge. He said, yes, the father has done many things for us. By his stripes we are healed. But until we say, he's now likening it to like a father that lives. And he said, you are not different from the slave, because those children are not much better than the slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything the father had. We all say, oh, my father owned the cattle upon 1,000. So how do we get into this? How do we get into this? That was why when Paul was leaving the church in Ephesus, Acts 20, 32 or thereabout, he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to give you hope, and you have your inheritance. That means inheritance is what belongs to us. But if we don't know this word, we don't want to be robbed. We don't want to be cheated out. We don't want to be exploited. We don't want sickness or any disease to be having its field day in our life. Our differentiator as a Christian, said the difference between the next one is all about our knowledge. All about our knowledge. Some people have a knowledge of a wrong thing. It depends on where you get your knowledge from. If you got it from Job, Job, when at a point Job was of a debased mind, that was when he uttered the statement that God gives, God takes. No. No. It's in the Bible. But it depends. This God, we need to know him. We need to know him. So it's all about our knowledge. We should know that, he said, we should know that all things work together. So whatever we agree, it's all about the knowledge of God we have. The knowledge of God. Said the word of God is able, once we know it, is able to give you an inheritance. Inheritance is what rightly belongs to us. But if we don't know this word, we will not get what belongs to us. So our prayer is the Holy Spirit, which is the one that helps us to know. Because without the Holy Spirit, our reading of the Bible study will be like a newspaper to us. Mm. Holy Spirit, help it and every one of us today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Another thing we said that the importance of knowing God is our growth in this kingdom is only by his knowledge. Because that was why, again, Paul, because he was, when he wrote that I may know him, after he has written, two-thirds or half of the New Testament, somebody now saying that I may know him, that everything he has cannot be compared to the excellence of knowing God. So he now said, in 2 Timothy 3, 7, he warned us, that this is the warning he laid for us. That 2 Timothy 3, 7, he said, so there are some people that they are always learning. What? But never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That will not be our portion.
Amen.
Always learning, I begin to say, can we just be attending church? We are learning. We are here all to learn here. But the prayer is, let there be knowledge. Let the word of knowledge by the revelation of the Holy Spirit come to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Because it's not good to just be said, we are always learning, but they never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because the knowledge of the truth, it's the key here. It's the major thing here. Our growth in the kingdom is not the length of time we're in church. You may be in church 20 years, but the growth is how much of this word do we know? How much of this word do we know? That was why when Paul, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14, he said, for though by this time you ought to be teachers. Then what did he mean? He said, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to the need of milk and not solid food. Look at, there is a growth there. We cannot start with what? With milk. But at a point in time, we should be feeding on what? Solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. So husband and wife that call their wife, babe. This is not it. This one is, I'm not a babe. So it's a good thing to call babe, but the Paul was saying, no. If you don't grow in this, you are a babe. You are still living. What verse 40 said, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That those who, by reason of use, by reason of use, because this world, we need to use it. We need to use it to believe that God is able to deliver me from headache. The same God will deliver me from cancer. He said, when you use this word, your sense are exercised to discern what? Between good and evil. Praise the Lord. We need to use this word. So, our growth in the kingdom is only by knowledge. It's not that I know the pastor. It's not that, I've been in this church, we founded it together. Hey, let's know the word. It is that word. Jesus was so concerned about the word. When his disciples, after they've been with him, he saw they have seen him multiply the loaves, he had to call them one day. Come, guys, who do you say I am? It's like, my knowledge is more important than, he's a nice man. So, that was the episode that happened in Matthew 16. Jesus was asking his disciples, okay, who do men say I am? Okay, men say I am Elijah, men say I am this. Okay, that's good. But you, who am I? So he said to them, but who do you say I am? That means you will be able to say I am something if you have known me. You have related with me for some time, but you need to know me. Because this knowledge of God is our stabilizer in life. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 33 verse 6 says, wisdom and knowledge, they are the stabilizers. They are the Isaiah 33 verse 6 says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord. Wisdom and knowledge, that is knowing me, that's the one that keeps you. In the times of adversity, when economic crisis comes, the knowledge of the God we serve is what will make us stable. That is what kept Jesus in the midst of the storm, because he knows that he's the one that orchestrated and said, let us go to the other side. Therefore, this storm should not be able to disturb us. So what we are saying is the importance of knowing God is knowledge of God is our stabilizer. That is in Proverbs 24:10, as we begin to round up. In Proverbs 24:10, it said, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Remember we said, well, that means what is just connecting us back is, because we said that those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. That means if you faint in the day of adversity, the knowledge of me that you have is still small. Let us grow in it. But this strength, this knowledge of God is what is meant to stabilize us. Even God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It did not say my people are destroyed because the devil is strong. Devil has no place. The devil just outwit us because of a lack of knowledge. If we continue to grow in this knowledge, nothing will be able to stand us. Nothing will be able to stand us. Quickly, let's rush to what it takes to know God. We have said study the word. Study the word for the purpose of an encounter. Encounter is when you have a personal knowledge of these things. Last month, Pastor Yinka brought out some guys to come and identify some notes. I heard it. I was listening. So what? Imagine, I don't know whether £5 or... Let's assume he brought them out to come and identify £50 notes. Where I'm driving it, the moment he identified that £50 note, now, later on, somebody now come and tell the guy that £50 note does not exist. He will not believe. He will, you know, the guy will say no, because what? He has seen it. That was the boldness which what, in 1 John 1:1, that was the boldness which John declared that this kind of, the word of life He said, look, in the beginning which we have had, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, which our hands have handled. That's what we call encounter. So that nobody will be able to trick you out of it. So those guys that day, you can't tell them 50 pound note doesn't exist. That's first step. They know it exists. They know. Say another thing. But that day, on the stage, Pastor Yinka has given me this. So it existed. That is what we call encounter. So, after getting an encounter, from every encounter, you will have a revelation. Then let your revelation graduate to conviction. Be convicted. That is what Timothy said. I know that Timothy said that we convicted because we have to. Then from that conviction, once you have a conviction, your faith is built. Then the faith will prepare you to the act of obedience. Then you begin to do great exploits. It's a stage. Study the word to get an encounter. So from that encounter, you get a revelation. And revelation will build your conviction. Then your faith is built up. Because if your faith is built up at that point, then once your faith is built up, you do the act of obedience. Then you will see exploits, great results. So that is just what it takes to know God. So the moment you have seen something, study the word. That was, I loved, because John was saying, this word, no, nobody should tell. Our hands have handled it. So, say that thing. No, pastor always, anytime pastor gives the testimony about sickness, how he was at a point, so when you hear that, this man, his hand has handled that. He has been through it. He's talking to what he has experienced. So in everyone's area of life, I too have friends that will come to me for something. They know I have experienced it. So the best knowledge of God is experiential knowledge. Praise the Lord. Today, as we partake of the communion, because our time is gone, as we so, what we said is eternal life is in this communion. It represents. So, we need to know God for ourselves. That was those who know God, that is the Daniels of this world. The Daniel, he knew his God. Despite all the decree that was done against him, he continued to pray. He opened the windows to Jerusalem and he prayed. Because knowing you is the eternal life. The mind of Christ, that means there is no defeat, there is no sickness, there is no failure, because that is the mind of Christ. You will not see, he said, can you see Jesus being hung in the hospital? No. So any disease, any sickness, tormenting anyone, by the reason of partaking at the table this morning, in the name of Jesus, we decree an end to it, O Lord. Amen. Father, we say, Lord, there will be change of story. Amen. In the life of your people, O Lord. Amen. Lord, you know, Jabez, he said, they brought him forth in shame. But one day, he said, enough is enough. I pray in the name of Jesus, everything everyone is bringing to this table of communion, that God will grant each of our requests, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.